VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved into intensive care at a London hospital after testing positive for COVID-19 11 days ago. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab has been deputized to act in the Prime Minister's place as necessary. Johnson's office announced late Sunday that the Prime Minister had gone to the hospital after isolating at home for 10 days. He was said to have had what the BBC called persistent symptoms. Britain's Queen Elizabeth on Sunday gave a rare televised speech to the nation, calling for Britons to act with resolve and obey social distancing guidelines. Her son, Prince Charles, was diagnosed with COVID-19 several weeks ago, but has since recovered. Britain has emerged as one of the latest hotspots in the pandemic, reporting more than 400 deaths on Monday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union is facing its biggest test since the founding of the economic bloc. Merkel said Monday it's too early to consider ending restrictive measures put into place to stop the spread of the virus. She called on European leaders to stand together. Other parts of Europe showed some improvement after weeks of devastating impacts from the virus that have caused governments to put residents on lockdown to try to slow its spread. Spain reported its latest in a string of lower daily deaths and new infection counts. Well, France recorded its fewest deaths in a week. Italy reported a jump in new fatalities Monday with 636 deaths after a weekend of its lowest death toll in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, U.S. officials warn the country will experience its hardest week yet. The United States on Monday topped 10,000 total deaths, making it the country with the third highest official death tally, behind only Italy and Spain. About one-third of the deaths have been in New York City. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.